An oil rig that was on its way from a Seattle shipyard to Alaska went adrift in the Gulf of Alaska yesterday. KUOW's John Ryan has been following this story. John, what happened?
Well, that's right. Actually, it was on its way from Alaska back down to Seattle because it was up in the Arctic this summer. And the tug that was towing it, all of its engines failed. And then you had this tug and this big oil rig that's about the size of a football field, both kind of just adrift and heading towards shore near Kodiak Island in the Gulf of Alaska.
So why did it break loose? Do we know?
So far they've said they think it was a problem with the fuel. Maybe it was contaminated, and often up there apparently you get a problem of water mixing in with the fuel and it just doesn't work. So the engines failed, it was adrift, and then they decided they needed to evacuate all the 18 crew members on this drill rig. So the Coast Guard came in with two helicopters and heli-evac'd them all to safety. And then they got in some other tugboats to do the job. Mm-hmm. They hooked those up, and then the lines, they came apart because the conditions were so rough. And apparently, on top of engine failure, the really rough conditions in wintertime in the Gulf of Alaska had a big part to do with this. And I got to talk with Curtis Smith of Shell this morning, and he told me about what they've been facing up there.
Seas have ranged from 20 to 25 feet and winds up to 70 knots. So very severe, very challenging.
But they've got it under control now.
Well, this morning they managed to get two tugs reconnected to the drill rig, and they're towing it. They don't know where yet. They're expecting really bad weather again later today, so they're waiting to find out. But it's interesting, you know, they talked about the 20-foot seas. The Kulik was this drill rig built here rebuilt here in Seattle. Other Shell vessels have been built here in the region too. I've been following the Arctic Challenger, which has been being worked on in Bellingham. And the Coast Guard originally wanted that to be built to withstand 25-foot seas. And then Shell said, whoa, that's too strict. We want a lower standard. We only want it to be seaworthy in 20-foot seas. And that's what the Coast Guard eventually approved. So they're having trouble with these 20-foot seas now. It might reflect on perhaps the wisdom of that earlier decision.
John Ryan, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ross.
This is KUOW Seattle.